The district owns around 150 acres west of Camas, where the new high school will be built if the bond passes. Superintendent Chad Sorensen says that although not all of the area is developable, the majority of it is.
We've gone through the process with hiring our consultant who's worked with the Corps of Engineers, but the bulk of the property is developable. We have all of that in place, and now we're working with the engineers to put the buildings exactly where they should be so that they're stable and that it's in the right place with the property. And we've worked through that process, and the Army Corps has not signed off on where the buildings will be, but they have signed off on what is permanent designated wetlands and what have been created by irrigation.
The school will be built to hold 750 students with the possibility of wings being built on to the existing campus.
We've had opportunities where we have brought in our administration and we've received input from the faculty on the needs of the school. We provide that to the architect, and they start looking at square footage and what can be flexible learning space and what needs to be fixed learning space. And we're really trying to vision for the future and not build a school that was yesterday's school, but build a school for 21st century learning.
South Summit High School Assistant Principal Shad Stevens says that educators are having continuous conversations around how facilities will look in the future.
We're trying to consolidate, consider our current spaces, what's effective in regards to office space, what do we need for effective learning spaces, how big a space, where can we best utilize that. And those are daily conversations that we're having, you know, as administration and teachers with the district office as well.
One consideration the district has is to implement a structure that is more similar to universities, where teachers share rooms and rotate throughout the school.
I've been in both types of schools where it's more of a college campus style, basically where teachers are able to rotate. There's no set rooms, and as teachers are able to move around, it provides that flexible space for scheduling, because that's always one of the challenges is the scheduling. It's a very large Rubik's cubes trying to get classes and where they need to be for students, but that's definitely one of the considerations and options, is making it more of a college style where teachers maybe have an office space separate, a collaborative space where they can work together during their prep hours or downtime, and they can align their assessments and things of that nature and have a space to do that, where being in the classroom, it's more of an open, clear environment where any class, any teacher can be in that space.
Steven says that, of course, would come with some challenges.
It is a challenge, though, as you consider the resources and the teachers need, the teaching things that they have, being able to move as well, because basically that type of style puts all the teachers with their supplies on carts and moving. So we have to consider storage space and the resources that they need for the different teaching, like computer labs. Obviously, there'd be different things that could make that work, and some of them couldn't.
That's South Summit High School Assistant Principal Shad Stevens. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.